driver's license. He says, Mom, what do you do when you find a driver's license? Well, I don't tell him what I do when I find a driver's license. It's a very bad example of somebody who's going to meetings, working the steps, sponsoring people. That should scare the crap out of you right there. And then the other deal was when we got our grandson. I've never been a grandma before, and I found out I was going to be a grandma, so I made a rule, right, made a checklist about being a grandma as soon as I found out about it. And first thing on the list is must be there when the baby's born. Don't ask me. This information comes here, it goes on the list. I got to check it off. And the baby's 9 months away, and so my husband's like, well, you have commitments in May. You might want to get out of those commitments because the baby's due in May. And I'm like, I'm not going to get out of those commitments. Those are Al-Anon commitments. I have to keep those commitments. And then he says to me, well, then you might not be there when the baby's born. Now, when the alcoholic is now the voice of reason in your house, you are in big, big trouble. But I'm like, no, I got it. It's going to be fine. And I've only got these commitments on the weekend, and stuff. And Butch says, you should talk to Carol about it. And Carol's my sponsor, and I got a plan. And as everybody knows here, sponsors are plan busters, so don't go there. So I know better than to tell her my plan. And I can't tell my home group because they'll rat me out to my sponsor. So I go right to God. I go right to my higher power, and I remember the prayer, God, never been a grandma before. This baby's coming in May. Can the baby just not be born on the weekend, okay? Because I'm good with that, I do a lot of service, give, and whatever. And it's just because we want it to be like we want it to be. I will rationalize and justify everything I think. And I remember seeing God's head, not affirmative. And I do all my commitments May. That's the last one I have, in May. And I'm in Minnesota, like 20 miles south of the Canadian border in some little teeny-weeny town. I called my daughter-in-law that morning. Nothing. Great, I'll be back on Sunday. Friday night, I'm at dinner. My cell phone rings. The baby has been born. I am so pissed, I can't even begin to tell you. And I'm at this conference, and they're so happy to have me. And I'm like, I hate you people, And of course, that's not what's on my face. That's what I'm feeling inside. I excuse myself from the room. I call my sponsor. I start yelling and screaming at her. This sucks. I hate Al-Anon. I ask God for one little weenie baby, not to be born on the weekend. When do you get to be there for your family? I'm quitting. And I'll never forget, I'm in so much pain. And she says, oh, I'll have to call you back. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for being there for me. And I don't know how long it was. Two minutes later, I don't know, what the deal is here. I'm not sure how it is in Oregon, but I'm going to tell you in Southern California, 2 minutes later, my sponsor called me. And let me tell you, when your sponsor calls you, you have crossed the line, boy. They are bringing in the big guns to reel your ass back in. And I know better than to yell at her. I go the opposite way. I start crying. Oh, I want to be there when the baby's born. It's not fair. And I'll never forget her sweet voice. Larsine, did you turn your will and your life over to the care of God today? And I'm here to tell you, I don't care how crazy busy you are or what's going on in your life, you can turn your will and your life over to the care of God in like 3.5 seconds every day. There is no excuse not to do that. And I always have. And I told Charlotte, that I did. She goes, then you are exactly where you are supposed to be, doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. And because you made some ridiculous rule about how this baby had to be born, you are going to take this beautiful event and turn it into a piece of crap? Never mind. And hang up the phone. Because that's the deal for me. It's always, I am hardwired to think negative. I am hardwired to take it to the bad side of town. But I give it to you, you show me a different way to look at it, and I get the shot at a good life. And what I remember about that day now is my husband picking me up from the airport on Sunday, driving to that hospital and holding that beautiful baby boy in my arms, who's going to be 13 next week. It's just unbelievable to me. And then like our son, like my husband, told you, he was a kid. I thought, oh, for sure, man. I just watched him just kind of withering away and going away from us. And one, the thing I'm the most grateful for in Al-Anon and that I learned here and that I practice every single day is unconditional love. Because that kid gave us a lot of problems, and I was really, really worried for him. Because, again, what's the worst that can happen? They can die. I was terrified about that. But you guys taught me how to, my sponsor was really big on the unconditional love. It's not tough love. It's unconditional love. And she made me look up the word unconditional. And you know what it says? No conditions. That's it. We love who we love without condition. It's the unconditional love that we have for each other. And what that means to me is I don't care what you do, I love you. And nothing is ever going to change that. And the family disease of alcoholism wants to undermine that.